these guys. And it goes like this. All God's children got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sit on the telephone wire and some just clap their hands. You'll notice that it said, all God's children. Not all mankind. All God's children got a place in the choir. What you want is a place in the choir. You know that God decides when we leave here, but we decide where we go. We make a conscious decision. And all of us have people that we love who are not making that decision. We also have those blessed people in our life that have made that decision, and they make a difference in our life. This is a little impromptu this morning. Those of you who know me know that I was a police officer for 35 lovely years and 4 months on the Portland Police Bureau. Quite often, I would do a traffic stop, and I would be looking down into someone who had me by about 90 pounds and 6 inches, and I knew automatically that that person was going to have warrants for his arrest, and I'm going to have to take care of business. So I learned to be very quick with my tongue. Hi, how are you today? I certainly hope we're going to get along, and I'm waiting for that siren in the distance to come to my aid. They always went with me. Sometimes it wasn't pleasant, but I had a job to do. So I learned to be impromptu in my speeches. I'm being a little impromptu with you this morning. I want to show you two things. You might recognize this. This is what is called a block of wood. And anyone who knows me also knows this is a wood carving. It's a beautiful wood carving. It's an Henri. It is what my grandchildren refer to as Papa's Perties. I have a lot of them. My long-suffering wife knows how many I have. The objective is to get from here to here. And a lot of us in this world stay in this form. Now, an Henri wood carving is very special. It's special because of the process. First, they grow a forest. In northern Italy, the Henri technicians, the carvers, have a special forest that they grow with special wood. It's just designed for carving. They take the wood and they turn it into appropriate sized blocks of wood. Then they contact the master painter, in this case, Juan Ferrandis, and he makes a picture and gives it to the master wood carver. Now you would think that the master wood carver is going to do all this work. Not so. There are wood carvers in training. And so they pass it through a group of about 4 different levels. And the first set of wood carvers take this and they make big cuts in it. Then the next set refines it a little bit more and gives it a little more definition. Finally, it gets all the way down to the master wood carver. And the master wood carver puts the finishing touches on, does a little sanding, the final cuts, and then they send it back to the master painter. Is this what you envision in your painting? And if he gives the okay, it comes back, and then they paint it with the appropriate coloration. And they put it up in front of all of the apprentices, and they all get a chance to take a look at what the finished product is like. Now, you might be very interested to know that the very first one that they do is probably about 20 inches tall, so that all of them can see it. And they start. And now they have an incentive because they can see the finished picture. That's where they want to be. Now they're moving faster. they're more definite. Okay, I can see this is my part. And they move through that part more quickly. That's why they can produce these by the thousand. This is what God wants us to be. In my life, I stayed this for quite a while. Now, it wasn't a wasted time. There were occasional nicks and dings in the block from experiences in my life, from directions that God had taken me, where he had placed me, experiences, but they didn't give it definition until I came here to Portland. And I always contended that my beloved wife was looking for the knight on the white horse, and I rode in instead. And she said, I can work with this. But actually, God was working the whole time. On the 5th of January in 1978, there was a culmination, a point, a turning point, where I decided that I no longer wanted to be this. I wanted it to have a definition so I could turn out to be this. But I couldn't do it alone. And so I asked God into my heart, the sweet Lord Jesus Christ, and I understood that I couldn't do it, I couldn't make this happen, that only he could. And that's when the first major cuts started to happen. I had a number of people praying for me. I had family members of Evie's. I had dear friends, people in Old Laurel Park, and they were all praying, and it was getting cut. And let me tell you, sometimes the cuts are deep. Those are called life's disappointments. Those are called life's trials. And when you get those and you go, ouch, but do you want the process to stop? Because the ultimate goal is this. Now, I'm not here yet, and neither are you. But we got a place in the choir. And God is moving us from the imperfect to the perfect. Now, you remember when I said the very last step, it's approved, and it goes back to the hand of the master, and he puts the last touches on it. When we walk into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, we get those touches. We get to be changed to be like him. And then, as it says in 2 Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. This, my brothers and sisters, is a process. If you think you got it all with the simple words, Jesus Christ, I take you as master, what you have is the master taking you in his hands and starting to carve. And he will finish it. He will complete it. And we will become like him. Not too many weeks ago, we were digging posts out here in our yard, trying to prevent miscreants from coming in and running their car around on our grass. I brought a shovel. It's a good old military type shovel. And we were digging in that hard ground. Yes, we were. We were digging, and guess what? The shovel handle broke. Great. But I like the way the shovel was created. So I took the broken part. The handle had broken off. No way to stick it back in. No way to get it repaired. And I took it and I ground out what was inside the handle, and I sat it down and waited. A week later, a little rake that I had broke. Now the end is broken. I go, I wonder. So I put the ends together and I go, needs a connector. So I went off to my old friend Home Depot and I bought a dowel, the closest one I could get. And it didn't fit. But I had a sharp knife, and I started to whittle, because this was a hardwood dowel. And I whittled it down so that it fit in both ends. Hard, shoved it in. Then I glued it, pulled it out, glued it solidly. Now there's only one thing left to do, and that's put in little screws here. But now I have a reconstructed instrument that is worth something. God doesn't throw away the broken parts, okay? He takes us and he binds us together. The Lord, the driving force, he uses us as the instrument, and he anchors us with these little screws called the Word of God. But the dowel in the center is Jesus Christ. He is the bridge, and we can't marry these two up without him. You got a place in the choir, and he wants you to be the finished product, okay? Now, you're going to be. Some of you are still experiencing those hard cuts, and it hurts because life is not perfect. We lose people we love. People who have been here in our fellowship have departed for various reasons, some of them very good reasons. We hold them in our heart. We get to see them again someday. The goal is finish the process. Let God take you through the steps like he did me and bring you out the other side, the finished product that has beauty and worth. We aren't done yet. All God's children got a place in the choir. Don't try and be someone else in the choir. Enjoy where you are. Now, I just clap my hands sometimes. I can no more make this beautiful creation than a man in the moon. But I can whittle a dowel that'll work. God gave me certain talents, just like he gave you. He wastes nothing. Don't ever think that because you have a place in the choir that you don't appreciate, that God doesn't. He put you there. And you get a lot further down the road of life when you rejoice at where you are. It's a wonderful place to be in the family of God. Don't ever throw that away.